ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवतसेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th Canto, Chapter 65, entitled Lord Balaram Visits Vrindavan, Text 3. Chiram naha pahi dasharha Sanujo Jagadishwaraha Ityaropyam Kamalingya Netrai Sishitachur Jalaihi Chiram Nah Pahida Sharha Sanujo Jagadishwaraha Ityaropyam Kamalingya Netrai Sishichatur Jalaihi Chiram Nah Pahida Sharha Sanujo Jagadishwaraha Ityaropyam Kamalingya Netrai Sishichatur Jalaihi. Chiram, for a long time. Naha, as. Pahi, please protect. Dasharha, O descendant of Dasharha. Sa, together with. Anujaha, your younger brother. Jagat, of the universe. Ishwaraha, the Lord. Iti, thus saying. Aropya, raising. Ankam, onto their laps. Alingya, embracing. Netraihi, from their eyes. shishichatuhu they moisten jalaihi with the water. Translation: Nanda and Yashoda prayed, O descendant of Dasharatha, O Lord of the universe, may you and your younger brother Krishna ever protect us. Saying this, they raised Sri Balaram onto their laps, embraced him, and moistened him with tears from their eyes. Purport: Srila Jiva Goswami comments on this verse as follows. Nanda and Yashoda prayed to Sri Balaram, may you, along with your younger brother, protect us. Thus they express their respect for the fact that he is the elder brother. And they also showed how much they consider him their own son. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Supada. Vande Ham Shri Guruhu Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Jaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Mitamscha. He Krishna Karuna Dina Bandho Jagatpate Hopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakal Kripa Sindhu Bhyevacha Patitanam Pavane Bhyo Vaishnave Bhyo Namo Namaha. Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitya Shri Advaita Gadadha Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Chiram nah pahi dasharha sanujo jagadishwarah ityaro pyankamalingya netrai sishit chatur jalai. Nanda and Yashoda prayed, O descendant of Dasharatha, O Lord of the universe, may you and your younger brother Krishna ever protect us. Saying this, they raised Sri Balaram onto their laps, embraced him, and moistened him with tears from their eyes. So, in between all this, chapters involving so much of fighting, killing of the asuras in the Dwarka Leela, suddenly the twist in this particular section where a visit of Balaram to Dwarka to pacify the Vrajavasis were feeling immense separation from Krishna is described. And simultaneously, in the second half of this same section, the glory of Balaram, the position of Sri Balaramji, is also simultaneously described. In the Dashavatara Stotra of Jayadev Goswami, he enumerates the 10 avatars along with the most prominent action that that specific avatar did to show their position of descent of the Lord, purpose of descent. Pralaya payodhi jale dhatavana shivegam. Each avatar, how Narasimhadev came to kill Dalita Hiranyakashipu Dharmabhringam Keshavadhrita Narahari Rupa. When it speaks about Balaram, it speaks about this particular pastime. It is that Balaram who, Haladharam, always carries the plow, and through which he actually multifurcated, if there is a word like that in English, literally tore Yamuna apart into many branches, because she refused to come when he ordered her to come, as he was enjoying with his group of gopis, thinking that he was intoxicated by drinking Varuni. So sometimes there is a tendency, by looking at the pastimes of the Lord, to think that it is apparently an ordinary activity. Recently we had a yatra of the brahmacharis to Ayodhya and Naimisharanya. At Naimisharanya, we visited that very spot on a little elevation. It's like a tila, Brahma tila, where Suta Goswami is supposed to have sat and addressed 88,000 rishis headed by Shaunaka. There is a Yajnashala of Shaunaka there, and that particular spot where he sat and addressed, and the priest there was telling about the pastime that occurred in that place, and he was mentioning how Romaharshana Suta was sitting there addressing the, he was chosen, blessed to live long and address them, the 88,000 sages. He was explaining it. They were spread over 15 kilometers. How were they able to hear without sound system? He was telling they were hearing through their tapobal. And he was giving some references from other Puranas also. And then he spoke about how Romaharshan was speaking and Balaramji happened to come there. Everyone stood up, offered their respects, worshipped him, except Romaharshan Suta, who was sitting on the Vyasasana. It is a fact, when if you are sitting on the Vyasasana, even if the Prime Minister of India comes, there is no need for that person to get up. It's a fact. The glory is not of the person, the glory of them is the position. So there is no necessity for such a person to get up and offer respects. But then, who is this person? We have to make discrimination also. This is none other than the Adi Guru, the original personality, by whose inspiration Vyasa could actually compile. He is Anantadev. On his innumerable tongues is the storehouse of the jewel of Krishna Leela. It is Balaramji, it is Nityananda, who inspired Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami to go and compile Chaitanya Bhagavat Chaitanya Leela. It is he who inspired Vrindavan Das Thakur to glorify Lord Chaitanya, who is considered as the Vyas of Chaitanya Lila. It is he who actually inspired everyone, because he is the Adi Guru. So when such a personality comes, then obviously one should get up and offer respects. And even suppose the fact that he misunderstood, he didn't realize probably who is Balaram. All the 88,000 sages headed by Shaunaka, they realized. So someone may object saying that no, he didn't recognize. Probably he didn't realize the position of Balaram. No. But Balaram understood his heart. Sankarshana karanato yashai garbhodashai cha payodhishai sheshasta yasyam shakalasa nityanandakhyaramam sharanam mamastu. His expansion of expansion of expansion is Chirodakashai Vishnu, whose expansion is sitting in the heart, Sarvasya Chaham Hridi Sannivishtu Ishvara Sarvabhutanam Hridyeshet Junatishtati. He is seated inside the heart. He knows what exactly is the intention in the heart. You can cheat the whole world, we can cheat ourselves, but we can't cheat the Lord in the heart, Krishna. So Balaramji made a diagnosis. Instant diagnosis. In the first part of the shloka, he glorified his qualities or the good fortune. Rishir Bhagavato Bhutva. He's the Shishya. Whose Shishya? Directly the Shishya of Vyasdev. Ramaharshana was the direct disciple of Vyasdev. Shishir Bhagavato, the literary incarnation of Godhead. Shishyo, Adhitya Bahunicha, he has studied all the scriptures. Sa Itihasa Puranani Dharma Shastrani Sarvashah. Itihasa Purana Dharma Shastra. Dharma Shastra tells you about how to deal with this world, how to deal with God, how to deal with matter, how to deal with living entities of different levels. Dharma Shastra speaks about what is our dharma in this situation, what's our dharma in this particular circumstance. So he was well aware. But the next part of the shloka speaks about his disqualification to sit on that position, to address. So that part also that priest told. He said, Balaram ji ne dekha ki ye ahankari hai, utha nahi hai. To unko laga ki ahankari vyakti agar parvachan dega, to 88,000 logon mein ahankar aa jayega. Kyunki jaisa hriday hai prachar vakta ka, vaise shrota ke hriday mein wo bhavnaye pravesh karegi. Isliye unhone use kaat diya, sar kaat diya uska. So the diagnosis part was there. Bhagavata also says, Adantasya. He's not controlled his mind. Avinitasya. He's not humble. Vritha Pandita Maninaha. And vainly he thinks himself to be a big scholar. Na Gunaya Bhavantisma. He's not decorated with any good qualities. And therefore his speaking is Natasya Iva. Very well performed or well rehearsed performance. Natasya Iva. Sometimes in the drama, somebody may take a role of Amrish Maharaj and act in such a way that the whole crowd may actually cry tears, because he has performed it very nicely. And spoken the words very nicely, effectively. Does he have the quality after he gets down the stage, then jumps, embraces him? Kya Amrish bana tha yaar. So off the stage, does that performance continue? So, natasya iva ajita atmanaha, and he's not able to control his senses. And so then, this priest made a statement that this was Balramji's fault. Okay, he realized his mistake. And therefore, he went on a pilgrimage again. And he took bath in one particular sarovar nearby, and then afterwards he began. And therefore, that is another holy place where Balramji took bath to purify himself of that mistake. He quoted some Puranas. But Bhagavatam says very clearly, Balramji said, if you want, I'll wake him up. I'll revive him. But the sages said, no, you know better. But just now we had blessed him with long life, so that 1,000 years sacrifice that we have done, we can continue to hear for a long time. But in the beginning, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya only is finished. So then that is the time when Ugrashravasuta was invoked and invited. And in the right at the outset, first canto, first chapter, text 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 describes the qualification of Suta Goswami, how he has received the blessings of the Guru. He has realized, he is very humble, and therefore he can speak. Anyway, so the point is, Bhagavatam actually is a Paramahamsa Samhita, where clearly separates milk from the water. The Sara Sarva Vedeti Hasanam Saram Saram Samardhritam, where it says, and why did Balaram perform that? Just to set an example for others. They can justify the first part, thinking that I am a representative of Balaram. Then they have to do the other part also. Even the Lord, Yadyada Acharati Sreshtas Tatta Devetaro Jana, because it is Brahman Hatya. Not exactly Brahman. Suta is actually next of the Brahman, but still sitting on the Vyasasan. And therefore he performed some kind of prayaschita, just to show the world that everything has a reaction. You have to face it, or you have to do the needful. But we understand who Lord Balaram is. The Bhagavad explains clearly who Balaram is. You know, coming to this particular verse, it's very interesting. Two apparently contradictory statements or ideas are put in the same statement. The first statement, chira nah pahi dasharah, chira, for a long time, nah to us, pahi means protect, maintain us, protect, maintainer, protector, dasharah, sa anujo jagad ishwarah. They are clearly telling, protect us, O Lord of the universe. First part. And in the second part, puts Balramji on their lap, Yashodamai, and after that Nand Maharaj, and then pass on to Yashodamai. Just like, you know, you pick up the child and yell. And Yashoda also, Ankam Aropya, and then Alingya Netri Shishi Chatur Jalai, bathing them, Balramji. At this time, Balaramji had wives and children and probably grandchildren also. And at this time, Yashodamai and Nanda Maharaj are putting him, recognizing, acknowledging who he is. Please protect us. Of course, here the understanding is, as Jiva Goswami is telling, that you are as good as Krishna. So that even if it says, if it is Krishna, you are as good as our son, and you are elder one, therefore all the more reason. But Jagadishwaraha, so Anujo, you are the elder brother of the next Jagadishwara. So it seems contradictory. First you pray and you protect us, and then you embrace as if it's a little child. How do we understand this? Of course, at one level we can understand, as a mother, always a mother. Even now, whenever I go home, when I enter and when I am about to leave, mother comes and, you know, moves her hand across my face and then gives a kiss. You know, tears in her eyes, because after that she gets a terrible headache, too much emotion and eyes watering. Naturally, sometimes she gets a headache after some time. She has some problem, migraine or something. But she can't control. And the way she says, "You carried this, you took this, be careful, do this and that." I used to do this to the Gurukul children. But somehow mothers are mothers. So that is one understanding. And simultaneously, the same child is also called apatya. Apatya, apatya means one who protects us from, protects the parents from falling down by performing proper ceremonies, shraddha, etc. Apatya, deha apatya. So in that sense, that kind of a protector. Of course, in the older age, the elderly children protect their parents in the sense of maintaining them and, you know, properly, with dignity. And also, after they depart, they protect them by performing some kind of rituals which are meant for their progress. So that is at one level. That everyone, it applies to everyone. But here, as Prabhupada mentioned so many times, nityo nityanam chetanas chetananam eko bahunam yo vidadhati kaman. But this is not that kind of an ordinary reference. Jagadishwara, no parents tell their children, "You please protect us, oh Lord of the universe." Either they are crazy or, you know, it doesn't apply. So why you see Jagadishwara? That means they acknowledge. They know who these people are, but they care less. Why? Because there is so much of love. This is Braj. This is the contribution of Lord Chaitanya. This is the contribution. Aradhya Bhagavan Brajesha Tanaya Taddhama Vrindavanam Ramya Kachidupasana Vrajabadhu Vargenaya Kalpita Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanam Amalam Prima Pumartho Mahan Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhur Matamidam Tatradara Napara. This is Lord Chaitanya's contribution. Five significant contribution. Had Chaitanya not come, these five unique contributions would not have been emphasized as much as before. Jadi gaur na hoito, tobe ki hoito, radhar mahima prema rasa sima jagate jana to ke. These are the unique contribution. It's not that it was unknown before, but it was unavailable to the general mass of people. Manushyanam sahasreshu kaschid yadati siddhaye siddhanam narayana para sudurlabha. Extremely rare, only such very liberated souls. Otherwise it's all Vaikuntha, Vaikuntha, Vaikuntha. That's all. The highest understanding is mukti, and after that Vaikuntha. That's all. In the Brihad Bhagavatamrit, second section, Uttara asks Parikshit this question. She says, I can't kind of figure out, it somehow doesn't fit into my heart that all kinds of devotees, people who respect, worship the four-handed form of Narayan, and the other great souls, just now in the past,
My dear Parikshit, you told me about the recipients of mercy when Narada went. And you spoke about different levels of perfection. Bhauma, Swarga, Prapanchatita, Vaikuntha. And then Prema, Premamaya, and the highest ones, the ultimate perfected ones, the gopis. It doesn't fit into my heart that all of them are in a same place and reciprocating in the same way. I can't accommodate this. You please tell me, is Vaikuntha one big mass where all devotees who get out of this material world, ille, just stay there? Somehow I cannot accommodate this. So is there different levels there also? Please explain to me. And that is, after telling who received, the first part speaks about the different levels of devotees, perfected devotees. Perfect, more perfect, most perfect. It is only possible in spiritual life. Perfect, perfect means perfect. No, more perfect and most perfect. This is not from Siddhanta point of view, from Rasa point of view. And then, in the second part of Brihad Bhagavatamrita, the place is explained. A place where our emotions can actually manifest to the fullest degree. You may have wonderful emotions, but if the environment is not suitable, you control it. Suppose you meet someone very, very dear to you in the railway station, and you are with so many of your colleagues, office colleagues, and that person is also with so many. Immediately you become so conscious. I want to express so much, but I can't. This place is not conducive. The environment is not conducive. The mood is not favorable. This is what Lord Chaitanya felt when he saw Ramananda Rai as a governor moving with Brahmanas. He says, they embraced him. Tears flowing down, bathing each other. And instantly Lord Chaitanya looked around and said, hey, these people are getting a wrong idea. I'm the Brahmana, I'm a sannyasi. He's apparently a Shudra because he's and a man with pound, shilling and pence man, as the Prabhupada calls. And they're bewildered, they're confused. Proper etiquettes are not followed. So they restrained themselves and they said, let's meet in the evening. कहाँ वहां मिलेंगे जहां और कोई नहीं हो. That is a suitable environment. So Krishna is perfect, whether he is in Kurukshetra, whether he is in Dwarka, whether he is in Mathura, whether he is in Vrindavan, he is perfect, but he restrains himself. In Kurukshetra, Paritranaya Sadhunam Vinashaya Dushkritam. In a battlefield, you can't have this kind of ankama aropya alingya netre shishi chutar jalai. Kya ho raha hai? Say, restrain. Even in Vaikuntha, where Narayana is there, it is more of awe and reverence. Your Lord, Your Honor, Your Majesty. This is exactly what Gop Kumar goes through. Gop Kumar becomes a king in Jagannath Puri, and he gets an opportunity because the king's son at that time retires, or takes sannyas and goes away, and the previous king goes to Jagannath, and Jagannath tells, okay, let him, these are the qualifications, whoever in your subject you choose. And Gop Kumar is chosen because he happens to be there, and he becomes a king. He is able to render so much service, but he says, as a king, there are some ritualistic service I do, but the intimate associates of Lord Jagannath, what they exchange, I am not party to that. I have no access to that. Then he goes to Indraloka, and actually becomes an Indra. This is another Manvantara. He actually becomes Indra. Ab- absolutely detached from that position because he wants to serve. He simply wants to find the best place where he can reciprocate with Krishna, the Lord of the universe. Not Krishna, the Lord of the universe. In its ahaituki apratihata, where a devotee can reciprocate with the Lord without any other motivation and non-stop. But Indraloka also, Vamandev stays for some time then goes away. He receives the worship, very very personal, practical, intimate worship. Krishna acts. Can you imagine? You offer and you take the laddu and give it in Krishna's hand and Krishna takes it. That's good, but only for half an hour and 23 and a half hours waiting. And sometimes he goes away because he goes to Bali Maharaj's place to become a doorkeeper also. Then he says, Madani either. Then he goes to Brahma Loka and for some time he becomes Brahma. And there Mahapurusha is there with 1,000 heads. He never leaves Brahma Loka. But he has two pastimes, Mahapurusha and Brahma Loka. Eating, sleeping. He goes to sleep. So, reciprocation is not there. In this way, it just goes on and on and on and on. Search, he goes to Vaikuntha also. Ultimately, Gop Kumar, the complete realization of the mantra that he's chanting is realized only in a place, Golok Vrindavan, which is non-different from this Vrindavan, Bhauma Vrindavan. In the fourth chapter of Adilila of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami brings out this particular understanding. What is the internal reason for the appearance of Lord Chaitanya? Prema rasa niryasa karite asvada raga marga bhakti loke karite pracharam rasika shekhar krishna parama karuna ei dui hetu hoite ichhara udgama. The Lord's desire to appear was born from two reasons. This is the internal reason why the Lord appeared as Lord Chaitanya. External reason is to establish Sankirtan movement, Advaita Acharya's call. But internal reason is, number one, the Lord wanted to taste the sweet essence of the mellow of love of God. Prema Pumartho Maha. The ultimate prema. Madhurya prema. And he wanted to propagate devotional service in the world on the platform of spontaneous attraction. Raga marga bhakti loke karite pracharan. And next, prema rasa niryasa. Niryasa means the essence. Prema rasa. There are so many rasas. Shantaras, dasara, sakhara. Prema rasa niryasa. Karite asvadan. So these are the two internal reasons. Prema rasa niryasa karite asvadan raga marga bhakti loke karite pracharan. That natural spontaneous love, not inspired out of shastric statements or because the guru has said. We are doing it. We are not doing it spontaneously. We are not doing out of love. There may be. The mere fact that we are continuing expresses that we have some love. Otherwise we wouldn't have done it. Some people follow rules and regulations out of fear. Fear of poverty, fear of hell. That's also there in us. We may fear of falling down. That's why we are chanting. Even though sometimes we are not in the mood. Sometimes it is bitter, sometimes sweet, but we do it nevertheless. Because we are fearful of falling down. Fearful of shame in a community, probably. Probably that's the fear of being called that we are spaced out. Maya mein chala gaya bechara. Achha bhagat tha. So probably because of fear. And some gain. or out of a sense of duty. अरे इतना किया है, कम से कम इतना तो हमको करना चाहिए. गुरु हमारे लिए इतना कुछ किए, कम से कम 16 माला, और ज्यादा नहीं मांगते. उसके ऊपर कुछ किया तो बोनस. सो इट इज मिक्सचर ऑफ दीज थ्री. व्हाट इज द प्रूफ? इफ टुडे आर टोल्ड देर इज नो ऑब्लिगेशन, गुरु सेज करना है तो कर, नहीं करना तो तेरी इच्छा, ये मेरा आज्ञा है तेरे लिए. इट्स माई इंस्ट्रक्शन. हाउ मेनी विल बी इंस्पायर्ड? नो, यू में से नहीं, नहीं, शास्त्र में समझ में आया है, जपा नहीं किया तो पतन हो जाएगा. सो समटाइम्स आउट ऑफ फियर, समटाइम्स आउट ऑफ कुछ गेन, चलो पीस ऑफ माइंड, हैप्पीनेस, एटलीस्ट इंटरनली यू आर एलिवेटेड टू ए लेवल वेयर यू कैन ट्रांसेंड द ड्यूअलिटीज. देयरफॉर यू नीड टू परफॉर्म डिवोशन टू द लॉर्ड. बट इन लव एक्चुअली ऑल दिस थ्री आर देयर. इवन इन प्योर लव ऑल दिस थ्री इन इट्स प्यूरिफाइड स्टेट इज देयर. इन वृंदावन द ग्रेटेस्ट फियर ऑफ डिवोटी इज फियर ऑफ फॉरगेटिंग कृष्णा, फियर ऑफ लूजिंग कृष्णा. That's why Radharani sometimes faints even though Krishna is present. Just the thought that he will go away, she faints. There is fear. She may lose him. There is gain. What is the gain? The only gain is pleasure of Krishna. That is the only reason they were alive even after Krishna left for such a long time. The only thing is when Krishna comes and he sees that we were not there to receive him. Because he becomes happy when he sees us. When Krishna went to kill Kamsa, and after 3-4 days he had promised he will come back. Then he told Nandamara, you go, I'll come. I'll just few more things to, you know, kind of sort it out and I'll come. And he gave wonderful jewels, jewelry, so many precious gifts he gave to Nanda Maharaj and give it to the Brajavasis. When Padmavati, the mother of Kamsa, heard this, later, very, very later, she said, just see, this is why they were taking care of Krishna and Balaram. Unka account nikalo kitna kharcha hua hai. इंटरेस्ट के साथ पे कर दो, उग्रसेन महाराज विल पे. शी कुड नॉट अंडरस्टैंड. उद्धवा हु हैड गॉन देयर, ही सेड, यू थिंक दे बॉदर्ड अबाउट ऑल दिस ज्यूअल्स? दे वर डिसअपॉइंटेड. दे टोल्ड नंद महाराज, डज कृष्णा थिंक ऑफ अस दैट टू पेसिफाई अस ही, यू नो, घूस देने का, क्या बोलते हैं उसको, ब्राइब. Is he trying to bribe by giving these gifts? That's how he values our love for him? That, you know, it can be replaced by some kind of gifts? They are shocked. Then Nanda Maharaj says, no. He's coming just out of his affection. Oh! Instantly they put it. Because when Krishna comes, he says, wow, the gift that I sent, they're using it. Krishna will feel bad when he comes and sees that his gifts we have just neglected, disregarded. Therefore they were, they didn't care what it was made up of. It was not about their value. It was valuable because Krishna sent it. Even if it was aluminium, they would have worn it. Because it's Krishna's gift. Just to remind Krishna. So, in the Brihad Bhagavatamrita last section, this beautiful incident happens where Narada is going in search of who has received the highest mercy and goes to the Brahmana, from there to the king in the southern district, and from there to Indra, from there to Brahma, from there to Lord Shiva, from Shiva says, no, more than that is Hanuman, and Hanuman sends him to Pandavas. Pandava says, yeah, actually, dear, what kind of nonsense? He just left us. We don't want all the kingdom. Now that we got the kingdom, he left. Most are the Yadus. And the Yadus, they say, nothing. Uddhava. And Uddhava, he says, yeah, you are right. This is what I thought. Till Krishna showed his mercy by sending me to Vrindavan. Then I realized what true love is and what is real mercy of the Lord. And there he goes. He is sitting outside the bedroom of Krishna. And on one side, there forms two groups. On one side is Balaram and Rohini. Whose argument is that Krishna is hard-hearted because they have seen Brajavasis. Balaram has seen Brajavasis. Rohini has seen the Brajavasis. They saw what happened after Krishna left. Balaramji had come back and Rohini had seen. Their argument was, Krishna is so hard-hearted. He doesn't go to Braj. He is just... And his so-called showing off, yeah, I want to go, he's just deceiving. He's a cheat. And on other hand, there's another group, Rukmini and Satyabhama and all the queens. They said, no. He loves the gopis more than anything. It's for namesake that we are his queens. Rukmini Devi says, when I am sleeping, suddenly I turn around and see Krishna rolling, crying. Hey Radhe, hey Vishakhe, hey Lalite. Throughout night. And sometimes he turns like, you know, in that three bending form, he's standing there as if he was holding a flute. And sometimes he tugs at my sari and says, hey Radhe, hey Vishakhe. So throughout night, he's crying. Whole pillow becomes wet. He's only remembering. We are only wives for namesake. And Satyabhama says, why do you say only at night? Even during the daytime. He looks at me and says, Vishakha. Oh, then he says, oh, sorry, Satyabhama. He is 24 hours Brajavasi conscious. We are trying to be Krishna conscious. But Krishna is Braj conscious. And their argument is, Krishna is always thinking of the gopis. He is simply staying here, but actually he is always thinking. And Rohini and Balaram say, no, he is a hard-hearted person. And then Krishna comes out. And Krishna comes and says, it is a fact, my heart is made of stone, like a diamond. Diamond not like that kind, valuable, hard. Please, Uddhav, tell me what am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to do? And then there is a beautiful argument that goes on. I would like to just read the concluding section before I conclude. Why this kind of argument goes on. And now Rukmini is telling, this is almost like a coming to the conclusion. Where Rukmini is telling, this is in New Vrindavan, in Dwarka. Rukmini is telling, Satyabhama has gone into the Kopa Bhavan, as usual. Expansion of Kaikeyi, in that mood. And Rukmini is really, she's addressing, she says, those women, referring to the gopis, gave up everything. Their husbands, their sons, and all else they had, disregarding their own fortune in this world and the next. Enduring distress, they worship the Lord in their own way, enchanting Him in the rasa dance and other pastimes. We can hope to achieve the Lord only by following many rigorous spiritual practices, and we can meditate upon Him only by strictly training the attention of our hearts. But the gopis cherish such exceptional love for Him that they easily attain the success of the most advanced stages of meditation. It is befitting, therefore, that Krishna loves them more than us. For we are obsessed with our own religious duties, social obligations, children, grandchildren, homes, household affairs, and so on. We are but his maid servants, worshipping him with reverence like fallen conditioned souls. We married wives should not envy his exceptional love for the gopis. Rather, we should always glorify that love, for it proves how very subservient he becomes to his beloved devotees. And now, Krishna sees that Satyabhama is gone to that Kop Bhavan. He also becomes angry. He says, bring here at once that daughter of that foolish king, Satrajit, who we already killed now. Satyabhama is pleasing the Lord in her own way, bathed and came, stood behind a pillar with shame and fear. She was standing behind a pillar because Krishna was angry. O weak-minded Satrajiti, just as you grew angry when Rukmini attained the Parijata flower, now you are angry at my love for the gopis? Do you not know that I am ruled by their desires? And now Krishna, from his own lotus mouth, glorifies the gopis and tells why he is not going to Vrindavan. Why he doesn't go? Knowing that the gopis are suffering intensely, why doesn't he go? He himself explains. He says, if it would please the Brajavasis, then I would renounce everything in a moment. As Brahma rightly said, I am utterly indebted to them and I can never fully repay these devotees. For their pleasure, even if I were to return to live with them, I don't see how that would help. Just by seeing me, they would become so absorbed that they will fail to recognize their own bodies, what to speak of the rest of the world. So their pain won't be relieved even by seeing me. Their heart will be so disturbed by the thought of separation from me that whatever steps I take for their happiness will only double their grief. And when they don't see me, they become so torn that the fear of separation leaves them as though dead and as though insane. Thus they partake of the nectar of wonderful ecstasies. In fact, as it was very beautifully explained yesterday by Radhika Vallabh Prabhu, actually, in separation from Krishna, the intense separation, they were more closely in union with Krishna and more intensely united with him than if Krishna were to go physically. That viraha, in that feeling of separation, union in separation, is more intense, more higher, more continuous. And then even if Krishna were to go back, he would not be able to actually replace that. Krishna, first time is expressing his helplessness. He says, I'm not able to reciprocate. I'm helpless. In this world, we become helpless because we are limited souls with limited energy. Krishna is unlimited, but even he feels helpless. He gives the example of dry ice. You know, dry ice burns. If you take dry ice and if you rub it, actually you get a same effect of fire. Though it is intense cold, it's actually ice. Similarly, this separation is more intensely uniting with Krishna than even in his physical presence. If they see a patch of darkness resembling my complexion, they embrace and kiss it, mistaking it for me. What more can I describe? Therefore, my staying there will be equal to my absence. Realizing this, I have not returned there. And then he looks at the queens And he said, you want to know why I married you? While living in Mathura without the gopis, I at first had no desire to marry. But I got a letter from Rukmini, which told her of her distress, which told me of her distress, and intention to commit suicide if she could not obtain me. But the sight of Rukmini made me think of the gopis all the more. And the sorrow and distress of this caused me, made me very much disturbed. And he looks at the 16,000 wives. 16,000 gopis had done Katyayani Vrata to obtain me. To see a likeness of them, I married the same number of you queens here in Dwarka. And now Krishna describes his happiness in Braj. In Braj, I experience the highest pleasure. Even though I have left, it still resides in there. While there, I was so absorbed that I never noticed the passing of days and nights. As childish sport, I killed the demons, subdued Kalya and lifted the Govardhan. In fact, in that absorption, talking to demigods like Brahma and listening to the offering of the prayers was a painful disturbance. Brahma's prayers were a painful disturbance in his loving pastimes there. I forgot the work that I had to do for the demigods. My form, my dress, the sound of the flute enchanted the whole universe with love of God. So what to speak of how these affected the Brajavasis? I was affected. You can imagine how much it affected the Brajavasis. From greatest demigods to animals, trees, birds, bushes, grass and all other moving and non-moving beings underwent a transformation of love of God by which their own nature changed into just the opposite. Stone started flowing. Air became still. The rivers became still. But here in Dwarka, I can't arouse the same emotions in my relatives. The Yadavas, with their either joking or with entertaining pastimes. Difficult to break the jealous pride of queens like you. Therefore, I have put aside my flute. Life in Braj seems so far away that I can't even speak of those things. Just one devotee, Shukadeva Goswami, will be able to describe it to his excellent disciple Parikshit, whom I saved. And it goes on like that, but we will end it here. But the fact is, the point is, here in Braj, the highest love is demonstrated in its most suitable place. Because unless, just like when a diamond is put on a gold ring, the gold is glorified and the diamond is glorified. Similarly, when Krishna is like diamond, but when he is in Vrindavan, Aradhya Bhagavan, Vrajesha Tanayaha, then his super excellence manifests, and especially when he is surrounded by the gopis, in the Rasa Leela. There's nothing higher than this. So here we see that even though they know who God is, that is Jagadishwara, they really don't care. They love Krishna for his being Krishna, not because he is Jagadishwara. And that's what Lord Chaitanya has come to give us. Not only to understand intellectually, but also to experience it to some degree. We can become proud that we have the highest philosophy. But to share with the world effectively, our words cannot inspire. If we really have the highest, our action should show that we have the highest. Only our action will inspire. By this particular attitude, by this particular disposition, by this particular behavior of yours, I really want to know, what exactly do you believe? What is your philosophy? So it's one thing to say that we have the highest. But it's another thing to actually, if you really want to share it with the world, then they don't understand. They don't, it's like Roma Harsha. We may speak fantastic, you know, glib talking. People that may impress people in the beginning, but that can't sustain people in the long run. What will sustain people, ourselves and also others, will be a behavior that is suiting the philosophy that we claim to have, if it is supposed to be the highest. So it's a big responsibility that Prabhupada has given all of us. So we have to first of all understand the Siddhanta, the Rasa, and pray to Krishna that we relish some of it. Then actually every action that comes out of that kind of a loving service attitude would be perfect. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Nitai Gaura Premanandi. Thank you very much.